The Dreamless by Jen Williams, read by Esme Lonsdale and Cobbina Holdbrook-Smith.
Prologue. At the beginning of all things. The crows kept up their rusty clatter, only growing louder and more insistent the deeper the two of them ventured into the sea of hawthorns. It didn't bother the child. Very little did. Brishta, god of the dawn, balance and all things that shone, paused to hold a branch out of the way for him as they made their way down the narrow, twisting path. He had picked something up off the ground and wasn't looking where he was going, so intent was he on examining it. She smiled fondly. "What have you there, Tython?"
"I don't know, Mama."
He held it up for her to see, a small glossy brown object, spotted with leaf litter.
"Isn't it fine, though?"
"Ah, it's a horse chestnut. Or a conker." She looked around, but could see no such tree, just the twisted shapes of the trees that flooded his domain. A shadow threatened to pass over her heart, so she plucked the conker from her son's hand as they walked. Overhead, the clouds were dark and low, and she pictured the two of them as the crows might see them. A woman of golden hair and golden armor, and a boy with skin like polished marble, two points of light in a gloomy landscape.
"I wonder how it got here.
They're the seeds of the horse chestnut tree, and I agree they are very fine." The conker shone extra brightly in the palm of her hand, seemingly the only thing in that landscape with any light to it.
"There's a game you can play. Perhaps your father can show it to you.
Or I could. You pass a thread through the middle, and then you strike your conker against another's until one breaks."
"Wouldn't that spoil it, Mama?"
He looked up at her, concern on his face, and in an instant the shadow in Brishta's heart was back. For a horrible razor-sharp moment, she teetered on the edge of tears. He was perfect. Such a beautiful, kind-hearted, perfect child. He was everything they had hoped he would be. Everything the child of two gods should be. And yet... Brishta squeezed the conker tight in the palm of her hand, focusing on the little knot of pain it produced, and forced herself to smile. As she did so, the sun briefly appeared from between the clouds.
"It's just a game, Tython. If we find a conker tree, you'll see, there will be hundreds of conkers to play with."
"But this one feels precious," he said, taking it back as she held it out to him. Brishta slid a hand over his golden head, his hair as cool as silk between her fingers.
"Yes," she agreed, looking at him. "It does."
They continued in silence for a little way. It was possible now to see the dark towers they were heading towards, their needle-fine points disappearing into the cloud overhead. It was so different from her domain. Where Brishta lived, the sun soaked all things, and the sky was thick with birds of all colours. Here, there were only crows and hawthorn trees, and a growing sense of dread.
"What is this place, Mama?"
"I told you, darling, remember? This is the domain of one of our brother gods. We're going to pay him a visit and ask him for a favour."
"Oh."
He opened his mouth to say something else, but instead a cough ambushed him, deep and rattling, and too big for his small frame. The boy bent double with the violence of it, and she held him until it passed, her own heart thudding, sickeningly, in her chest. "No," she thought fiercely for the thousandth time. "He is a child of gods. I will not stand for it." When they reached the threshold of the first and largest tower, they paused. The lintel was hung with dried herbs, giving the air a spicy, medicinal scent that set Brishta's nerves on edge. Up close, it was possible to see that each giant block of black stone that formed the towers was covered in fossils, bones of things long dead pressed into an eternal stillness. Tython ran his fingers over them. The skin around the boy's eyes was dark with exertion, and tiny beads of sweat marked his